I want to talk about something I didn't get to talk about on stage, which is my true passion of research, which is time and relativity. And I think a lot of people, they at best pay attention to time and they don't understand relativity. For me, I study time. And time is the most valuable thing because, believe it or not, it's God's gift to you and his guarantee to you. So the human experience that we're in falls within the context of infinite everything, that more than enough of everything, infinite energy, infinite intelligence, infinite intuition and inspiration and energy. It's infinite. It's just you're blocking it or you're interfering with the infinite within the context of this human experience, which is linear, the human experience, from the time your heart starts till this time it stops. And God's guarantee is that I will give you this body from the time the heart starts till it stops to learn. That's the guarantee. Lessons will keep on coming until you learn them. You will forget every lesson there ever was, and you have the power to remember, remind, and recollect every lesson there ever was. That's from the in the infinite. And so a lot of people don't understand this human experience, and they get caught in this conflict of like, well, this is the spiritual, the religious side of things, but I got a mortgage to pay. That's in the human experience. And so if you look at time, it'll really help you because every guarantee God gives you is within the context of time. He says, you're going to get this body. And by the way, you should thank God for your body because without your body, you would have no pain, struggles, setbacks, failures. You realize that's the only reason you have pain and struggles because you have a body. If you had no body, you would have no, you'd be at ease all the time. But you're given this body to learn lessons from the pain and struggle. In fact, every struggle or pain or setback that you have, the solution's already there. It's just what? A lapse of time until it becomes a resolution, a resolution. It's only time that separates your problems from the solution. And so a lot of people don't understand why I'm such a time freak, why time's my love language, why I study time. It's because I'm in the human experience, so I might as well understand how to have a better human experience because God guarantees me 24 hours a day, every day of my life. He guarantees everybody 24 hours a day, every day of your life. It's the only common denominator of the human experience. No matter how tall you are, small you are, where you live, what you do, every one of us have one common denominator. We get 24 hours a day, every single day of our life, except for the last day you will be cheated. Seconds, minutes, or hours, I don't know, neither do you. So understanding time helps us do what? Enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of this infinite, the potential that we have. And that's what creates fulfillment, passion, purpose, and even profitability is when we're capable and able of enjoying consistent, which is anti-human experience. Consistency is anti-human nature. People hate two things, by the way. Like I'm a great teacher, coach, and mentor because I'm probably one of the most, and also parent. I'm great at those things because of one thing. I'm one of the most annoying human beings you'll ever meet. Why am I annoying? Because I'm repetitive and honest. If you have kids, what do they hate? Repetitive and honest. When you're coaching someone, what do they hate? Repetitive and honest. How do we learn? Through repetition and the truth. Kind of a counterintuitive thought there, but it falls within the context of understanding what we're here for. So I want you to think about time in a different way. I want to think about time in how I live my life and reconcile the infinite with the human experience. Because I'm going to utilize time in a direction of what I want, which is a divine direction of what I want today, according to what? The circumstances of today in alignment with what? Relativity. Alignment with the meaning of the past. See, we live our lives. Most people don't know what they want. They live their lives. I know you're eating, so this is a little grotesque, but most people live their lives like tubes, food in, food out. Don't know what they want. Each and every day, you're given this 24 hours. You should know this is what I want today in my divine direction. And I need to align the meaning of the past, give the past relativity of what? Protection, promotion, love, and perfection, light, love, and lessons. I need to align my past, the failure, setbacks, mistakes, defining moments of my past with where I want to be or better. Why? If you don't, you will limit your future. Your self-image, your imagination is determined by the meaning you give the lessons of the past, the failure, the setbacks, the mistakes of your past. If you don't align the meaning of your past, you will limit your self-image, you will limit your imagination, and you never will overachieve your own self-image. This is where most people find themselves in their own way, in how they've limited or cast a shadow in their future, because they're still caught in that bankruptcy and gave it a meaning that I'll never be able to do it again. I'm never going to get up, get back up, get started. I can't do this. I'm a loser. I'm thinking about what I don't have, don't want, by giving meaning to the past as punishment instead of what? Protection, promotion, love, and perfection. Now you see why faith is so important, combined with the wisdom, which is provided by those people that stand before us already, who have already learned the lessons. Notating, we're here to learn lessons. Lessons, we're going to forget every single one of them, but we have the power to access every single one of them. That's why it's called remind, remember, and recollect. Why are we remembering something? What do you think you're remembering to, or reminding with, or recollecting with? Source, right? The infinite, abundant information that we can utilize each and every day. And so when you realize that we are living this human experience in the context of time, we're learning from that time. What gets in our way with time? Uncertainty. It's uncertainty or circumstance that screws up our day. We make this totally well-developed plan for our day. Those of us that are OCD or type A personalities, super entrepreneurs, business people, we have these well-developed plans, and then God laughs at us every day. And he provides delays and arguments and bad weather, whatever, interest rates. You can come up with a million different circumstances that change your plans. So how do we use the fact that we know that every day is uncertain except for we get 24 hours a day, is to have non-negotiable behavior that is regardless of the circumstances. So half of my day, half of my life is non-circumstantial, no matter what, and it's equated to time. So for me, I spend a minimum of 8 hours a day sleeping. I have a sleep coach. I represented the Pro Football Hall of Fame here in Canton, Ohio. I wanted to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now all I want to do is be in the Pro Sleeping Hall of Fame. I want to be known as the best sleeper. I recover and access information better than anyone I know. Recovery, anybody in sports knows, is so essential. It's ignored most of the time. Those people that recover better perform better. Those people that have the answers, the awareness, the information perform better. Sleep is the number one habit you should have. It's a third of your life. If you don't have a sleep coach, mentor, or study sleep, you're making a huge mistake. If you're not intentional about your sleep, how do you think you're gonna get to where you wanna be? How are you gonna utilize the mathematical equation of luck? Which is, by the way, what I pay attention to every day for a minimum of 8 hours, my sleep, and what I give intention to, what I do say, think, feel, and believe, equals the coincidences of tomorrow. The coinciding of the infinite with my man-made constructive time. Coinciding of what I want. But if you don't know what you want and don't align the meaning of the past, you're never going to get to where you think you want to be or better. And God has no chance to protect you, promote you, love, and perfect you. You're what's called a drifter in Napoleon Hill's eyes. And so we use non-negotiable behavior to take circumstance out of the equation. Because no matter what happens tomorrow, I'm getting a minimum of 8 hours of sleep. No matter what. And I ask for help. I have a sleep coach for 18 years that helps me with when I eat, my temperature, light, all types of different circumstances become irrelevant because 8 hours of my day, a third of my life is non-circumstantial. Doesn't matter what the mortgage rates are. Doesn't matter anything that would upset me because I know my priority is 8 hours of sleep. Two, a minimum of an hour on my health. A minimum of an hour in my health, 7 days a week, minimum of an hour in my health. It doesn't mean I run 26 miles every single day or I work out my hardest every day, but it's pretty simple. God tells you what health you need because remember, your whole life, your human experience is dictated by what? Your heart. If your heart's beating, you're alive. If it stops, you're not here. Your eyes can stop. Your hair can fall out. They can cut your legs off. Other things stop working after you're 50. Still alive. But as long as your heart's beating, that's good. So what do we need to keep our heart beating? God says, if you don't sleep, I'm going to stop your heart. Says, if you don't eat, I'm going to stop your heart. You don't drink, you don't move, and you don't breathe. So I seek mentorship on movement, drinking, eating, sleeping, and breathing to make sure that my heart keeps beating and I am healthy for a long time. So I get to play this game, get to live the human experience, keep on learning more lessons, making life easy by identifying the dis-easy, the interference between me and the infinite source that protects me and promotes me. Everybody following me so far? Good. Okay. So these non-negotiable behaviors, 8 hours on sleep, minimum 1 hour on my health. Then it's a minimum of an hour with my family. Every day, 7 days a week. People say, oh, how do you have such an amazing marriage, these four kids? How do you do it all your 200 days on the road? Because I spend a minimum of an hour a day with my family no matter where I am. Location's circumstantial. It doesn't determine whether or not I'm paying attention or giving intention to my 15-year-old son. Thank goodness for technology, because when I ran Samsung before Lee Steinberg, I in Korea used to Skype, which was a real pain in my ass, to be intentional about being a dad. 2 minutes a day is worth 2 hours on a Saturday. If you don't understand physics, quantum physics, or metaphysics of time, think about it, how powerful exponentially time is when you pay attention and give intention to a subject, topic, or expertise. For 2 minutes a day, it equals 2 hours on a Saturday because of the conscious continuum, the continuum nature of time. So realize that. I did with my three older daughters. Right, I used to spend a minimum of 30 minutes a day with each one of my kids. Then I got and tried to negotiate for 5 minutes from my daughters, and they're better negotiators than I, so they gave me two. So 2 minutes a day is worth more 2 hours on Saturday. If you don't believe me, take any kid that studies 15 minutes of Spanish a day, they're guaranteed an A. Or if you're a dummy like me, study 15 hours before the test, don't guarantee an A. So utilize your time, whether it's for sleep, health, family, finance, faith, study of time or study of relativity. Half of your day should be non-negotiable. Take advantage of the fact that most people are living in circumstances and don't know how to prioritize what's important to them. Know what's important to you in your divine direction. Align the meaning or relativity of the past with that divine direction. Utilize your time in the human experience in order to be productive, accessible, and gracious. And your time will do three things. Accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially the outcomes. That's exactly what happens with money. Money is an energy just like time. Money is an energy just like time. Money accelerates, aggregates, and compounds. And that's why I hang out with Andrew and Eddie. They have taken what I've done and accelerated my success, aggregated the money, and compounding it, which is far greater than living in that zero-sum game that I spoke with earlier.